Now I am sure you will enjoy the overwhelming view from this gallery of Salzburg Cathedral, the spiritual center of life in the city and province of Salzburg for many centuries. This Baroque construction, surviving to the present day, was preceded by two older churches. The first cathedral was built in the Carolingian period, consecrated by Bishop Virgil in 774. A new Romanesque building followed in the wake of a disastrous town fire in 1167. It was renovated throughout about four centuries, according to contemporary requirements and taste. The old cathedral was once again ablaze in the late 16th century. Attempts to rebuild it failed, so Prince Archbishop Wolf Dietrich resolved to erect a new church. He commissioned the initial plan from the famous Venetian master architect, Vincenzo Scamozzi. It was even more monumental than the cathedral of today. But Wolf Dietrich lost his office, and his successor, Archbishop Marco Siticus, commissioned the Italian master builder, Santino Solari, to plan it anew. The result culminating in the first early Baroque church north of the Alps in Salzburg. Yet Marcus Siticus did not live to see the consecration of the church. The Thirty Years' War had been slowing the work's progress since 1618 and finally stopped it altogether. The construction seemed almost finished in 1628. Prince Archbishop Paris Laudron consecrated the imposing church and mounted a festival lasting 8 days for the occasion, the likes of which the city had never seen. The facade and the decor of the side aisles were not yet finished. The steeples and pediments followed in the years up to 1655 under Prince Archbishop Guidobald Count Thun.